Not just anyone gets to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. The same holds true for this little cemetery down some back roads in northwestern Alabama. It's a who's who that's buried here. And the story is one of our best of 2017 series and is next on the American Countryside. There's still time to join us on our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll travel with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. The magic unfolds as we journey to Italy's most famous cities, spending 2 nights in Rome, 2 nights in Florence, and 2 nights in historic Venice. We'll also visit many small towns and travel the charming Italian countryside. Our trip includes a tour of the famous Colosseum. We'll see sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis of Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. Come to know Florence with a tour of the city's treasures, and we'll even step to the front of the line to see Michelangelo's Statue of David. In Venice, enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island, and all along the way, we'll enjoy Italy's famous cuisine. Don't miss out. There's still an early bird discount. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or call Colette Travel at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and ask for American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Join us today. In 1937, Key Underwood decided to bury his beloved coondog Troop at a favorite hunting spot on the edge of the Freedom Hills Wildlife Management Area. He erected a marker to honor his old friend.
It was a medium-sized stone, and it was part of an old chimney that had fallen close by. And he just went over, picked up a stone that had fallen from the chimney, chiseled Troop's name, when he was born and when he died.
As Suzanne Hamlin explains, that simple stone remains part of what is today the only coondog cemetery in the nation. The markers and names are fitting of those buried here.
Well, I like Lulu a lot. I think that was a cool name. And High Pocket, I like. And High Pocket has a little coondog positioned on top of the monument.
In some ways, this is the Arlington National Cemetery for coondogs. Not just anybody gets a plot here.
We have a fair number of burials. There will be 3 or 4 burials a year here now. And you have to qualify your dog to be buried here. You can't just come out here and dig a hole and bury the dog. It has to go through a group that oversees the burials.
You truly get out in the country to see this site, free of course, to pay respect to about 300 of the best and most loved of their kind.
You know, in the South, you don't walk over a grave. And so even here in this world's only coondog cemetery, you find yourself treating it in a respectful way. It does look like a human cemetery almost. The graves are a little closer together, but with all the flowers here, you can see that all these dogs were loved.
Traveling the countryside at the Coondog Cemetery near Tuscumbia, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCrae.